Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Diana Bossa, who is the Special Events Administrator for the City of Crown Point. And Crown Point has lots of special events happening now at the new Bulldog Park, including the Sounds of Summer concert series. So, Diana, I understand that the series has launched and that you have 10 more concerts coming up this summer. How was your first concert?
Our first concert was great. So it was a kickoff. We had Dave Rudolph's British Reinvasion. So they were a great addition to the car cruise. It was really enjoyable for the crowd. The weather was a little chilly, so people were a little slow coming out. But as they heard the music going on and saw all the cars, we packed Bulldog Park. It was a great night.
So are all of the concerts going to be held during the car cruise nights?
No, they won't. They're going to vary during our Wednesday farmers market, mm-hmm. and also on Saturdays. There'll be some standalone concerts on Saturday evenings. So, we just wanted to make sure we spread it out through different events so that it wasn't, every Saturday night, but it was an opportunity for some Saturday evenings, but also in conjunction with the car show and our Wednesday farmers market.
So could you just briefly describe the sort of amphitheater that has been built?
So the facility here at Bulldog Park is a $11 million project. It consists of a 16,000 square foot building that houses community rooms, skate rental for skating in the winter out under the pavilion. Mm-hmm. We have the parks and special events offices are here, so there's a variety of opportunities for the community to get involved in the programming that's going on here. We do senior programming during the day, so anybody can visit our website at crownpoint.in.gov to get a list of all the activities and things going on. They can also find a schedule of all the concerts. But Bulldog Park, again, it also is a 100 by 200 pavilion. In the winter, it has the hockey. Mm-hmm. In the summer, we have our festivals and events and things going on, as well as the amphitheater that will house all of the local bands. So it's quite an establishment. If you haven't been, you need to come out and see it.
And the next concert, for that matter, is on Saturday the 29th. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have Sounds of Santana that's joining us. It'll be from 7 to 10 on Saturday night. Concessions will be available. It's a family-friendly, fun event. We have, the amphitheater. We have a nice grass turf area where you can bring your chairs, you can bring blankets, you can just come and enjoy the atmosphere.
How many people can be accommodated at the amphitheater in the audience area?
We expect, couple thousand people.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
So, yeah, I think it's definitely large enough with the pavilion and the grass area to really for people to really enjoy and really get a nice crowd. Mm-hmm. So the bands will really get showcased at this facility.
Well, why don't you tell us about some of the other concerts that are coming up this summer after the June 29th date?
Okay, that sounds good. So on July 6th, we have Mr. Funny Man joining us. July 10th, the Hazard County Band. We have, in August, we have Switchback coming on August 3rd. August 7th, we have Mojo Morganfield and the Manish Boys. And then August 24th, Midnight Drive. So there's a variety of others that are also listed on our website. And a few dates might be changing, but those will be updated here shortly.
Well, it sounds like you did a lot of planning for this first season, because when did the amphitheater open?
We just opened on May 31st. We had our Bulldog Park grand opening that weekend, and it was a great success. And then last weekend as well, we had the Corn Roast hosted here. So we've jumped right in with both feet, and we've been busy ever since. So,
well, that sounds
great. It's a great opportunity here.
Yeah, a great opportunity in many years to come with lots of fun programming for people to enjoy.
Absolutely.
All right, Diana. Well, thank you for being on the air to tell us about it, and we look forward to hearing more in the future from you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.